This is Sacred Meditations. Thank you for making Sacred Meditations part of your day. In his Sacred Meditations, Johann Gerhard helps us ponder and proclaim the saving benefits of Christ and his incarnation. He says, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy," said the angel at the birth of our Savior. "Great indeed is the joy thus announced, I greater than the human mind can conceive. It was a dreadful thing for us to lie under the holy wrath of God, to be led captive by the devil at his will, and to be under sentence of eternal condemnation. But it was still more dreadful that men were ignorant of their awful condition, or utterly indifferent to it. And now the angel brings the good tidings that he hath come into the world who will free us from all these evils. He came as the physician to the spiritually sick, as the redeemer to the captives of sin, as the way to those who had wandered afar off, as the life to the dead in trespasses and sins, and as a savior to the lost. As Moses was sent by the Lord to deliver the Israelites from the bondage of Egypt, so was Christ sent by the Father to redeem mankind from the bondage of the devil. As the dove, after the waters of the flood had abated from the face of the earth, brought back an olive leaf to Noah in the ark, so Christ came to earth to preach peace and reconciliation between man and God. Well may we rejoice, then, and magnify the mercy of our God. What good thing will he who loved us while we were yet his enemies, disdaining not to take our human nature into the very closest union with his divinity, withhold from those who are partakers with him of the same flesh? Who has ever hated his own flesh? How can he possibly cast us off when by an exercise of such exalted and infinite mercy, he hath made us partakers of his own nature? Bringing you the treasures of Lutheran prayer through today's technology, this is sacredmeditations.org.